Java, mud, jet fuel, black gold, coffee. It's the fourth most consumed beverage in the world. For a lot of us, coffee is the only thing that keeps us going at work in the morning. A lot of us get our coffee beans from the store, but if you really want the freshest coffee around at a price that might surprise us, you can roast your own. For today's edition of Teach Me What You Know, we're joined by Gary and John Berman. They're with Berman Coffee Traders in Middleton. They're here to teach us how to roast our own coffee at home. Gary, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us out.
And John, thanks for coming up.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Gary, how'd you guys get started roasting your own beans?
Well, I've had a lot of jobs, and early on I was a stockbroker and option trader, and I was watching the coffee market. And then later in life, I became an internet guy and was teaching internet technology to telecommunications companies. And in 2001, the bubble broke. Those guys all got in trouble, and their training budget went away, and I was out of a job. So I sort of took a hobby of mine, which was coffee, and started to explore why coffee could be trading on an exchange at 50 cents a pound, and Starbucks is selling it at 12 bucks a pound, looking for an opportunity to. And I couldn't get any of the business plans to work. Coffee shops were tough. There was a lot of roasters in town. So I bought myself a little home roaster and started playing with it. And I went, wow, this is fun, you know, and this is kind of cool.
And John, how did this turn into a family gig?
Well, fortunately, Gary had some luck and needed some help down the road. I was in college at the time and had a little unfortunate trip back, and so I needed a place to live, and he needed some labor. Right. That started my passion.
Well, you've got the labor here. Now, tell us about the gear, Gary. What do we need to get rolling on roasting?
Okay, well, the reason the home roast is, you know, it's sort of, we use the bread or a popcorn analogy. If you, you know, you can go to Woodman's or a grocery store, you can buy a bag of popcorn, you can buy a loaf of bread, but it's not the same as going to the movie theater and getting freshly popped popcorn, or going to a bread store and getting something roasted that day. Same things with coffee. So, that, you know, you want to drink fresh coffee if you can. You've probably only drank stale coffee up till now. So coffee in the first couple of days, you just smelled it. You can taste it.
Yeah, you've got some samples here. We'll try in a bit. Yeah.
So to roast your own, first, the advantages are, you know, it's fresh. Secondly, we go out and we track down some of the coolest coffees in the world. And so you're getting a selection of coffees that you just can't tap for most roasters. And then green coffee is very cost effective. It's gone up sharply from the 50 cents it was when I first started the business. But still, the average green coffee is $5, $6 a pound for estate grown coffees that are top from that country.
So, where would I buy green coffee? I have no idea.
Online.
Online.
Or in Middleton. But most of the, it's a small niche, so most of those who are involved in home coffee roasting are online.
And John, does this get like wine? We've got a lot of options, each with their own characters, depending on where they're from.
Oh, yeah, it's very cool. You can get tastes and flavors in coffee that most people don't know about. There's about 3 to 4 major processing methods, origins, different strains. There's all sorts of factors that will change the way your cup of coffee tastes.
So you get to be a mad scientist.
Yeah, to some degree. When everybody get who home roast gets to, and it only takes 10 minutes to roast, so it's not hard. You figure out what you're... Each color, each shade of brown tastes different, so you sort of like barbecue, and you figure out what your favorite, you know, way of your color is, and then you roast your coffee to that color, and you explore the world of different coffees.
Well, like you said, you brought a sample. You've got the unroasted here. You've got roasted here. I don't know if these are the same.
Exactly, and
same
that's what
species.
You're drinking.
And most importantly, I haven't tasted it. I'm going to taste it. I've reached for it by instinct like 5 times already. Tell us, while I'm drinking, tell us about the green, the roasted, and then what I'm drinking here.
Sure. So, what we do each year is collect samples from all the different importers and what comes into this country, and we sort through and we try and find the best coffees we can. But the best kind of relationships we have is when we find a project that we really like, and then we just support it year in and year out. We like what they're doing. We know they're committed to good cause. So this is one of the few American projects. So this is from Maui. There's the only U.S. coffees are grown in Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So this is a cool project. They've been doing it now for about 4 or 5 years. They produce better coffee each year. So it comes green. You see it what it's like. It's a hard, dried product that's an annual crop. And then you put it in your method of roasting, which could be a popcorn popper or what we use and endorse our dedicated roasters. It takes maybe 6-7 minutes of roast time to and then you're picking your favorite color. You know, each color is going to taste different. So when you know what you like, when you've got your favorite roast, that's where you take it.
So Con Poly Red, am I reading that right?
Correct.
Con Poly Red. So this has a lot. This is a complex flavor I'm drinking. This is when people are talking fancy wines or beers or you know, my favorite bourbons. There's a series of flavors going around. How do you talk about that?
Well, the way we evaluate coffees is by cupping. It's called, the process is cupping. And what we have in front of us when we cup is a flavor wheel of all different adjectives on the term. And you sit down, you evaluate a coffee, and you talk about what you taste in it. And you look for defects take away from the score, mm-hmm. but positive flavors add to the score. So you talk about some of the lower flavors, whether it's chocolatey or caramely or whatever. You talk about whether it's got fruity overtones or sweet or, you know, and you know, what is in there. And you can taste the roast a little bit in this coffee. It's got a little bit of the roast taste. You're tasting it's sweet, and you're tasting it's fairly complex.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually a blend. So they process coffee two different ways on that estate. And this is a blend of both of their types of, because it made it more complex.
John, is part of your job being the taster here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And my biggest passion in the business.
That's got to be part of the best part. Now, I know there's sometimes a risk of over-roasting. And my wife, who knows more about coffee than I do, tells me, yeah, that place over-roasts. Or I smell this delicious smell driving around. And she's like, oh, they over-roasted that batch. Yeah. How do we know when we've roasted it enough?
Well, it's by color. I mean, the easiest way to judge coffee is by color. Mm. But in the roasting process, coffee goes through, it pops twice. So the first, for coffee to be roasted, it has to get hot enough where it actually pops like popcorn. And that's called the first crack. And it'll expand, it'll be double the size. So you can see those beans that are roasted are actually double the size of the...
Honestly, I wouldn't have said this was coffee if I didn't know when you showed it to me. It's tiny, it's a different color.
Right. So for the first thing you do is you go through that first crack. And then depending, a dark roast will happen to the point where you get to the second crack. The first crack is because the bean is so fibrous, it's got moisture content in it. It gets hot, boom, it expands the bean, and you go through the first crack. The second crack is now it's converted all these organic compounds into flavor oils. And now the flavor oils, you're getting hotter and hotter and are starting to get volatile and vaporize, and they'll blow a piece off the bean. And that's called the second crack. So when you're roasting, when I hear the second crack, I'm done. I go, wow, that's dark enough for me. Mm-hmm. And if you go too much darker than that, you're starting to hit health. There's probably some, it's probably healthier. It's like anything else, not to burn it too much. Uh-huh. But you can judge by color. So as long as it's still brown, if you roasted it yourself, you just heard the beginning of the second crack, you're probably... You're fine.
Only 7-8 minutes, you said. What's the time difference between a light roast and a dark roast then?
Well, that's all said. Roasting, you set your roasting curve, which is all time versus temperature. Yeah. So depending on just like cooking anything, you cook it at a higher temperature, it's going to cook quicker. Now, some of the smaller, what they call fluid bed, which is air roasters, those will roast more in 7-8 minutes. Some of the drum roasters, especially the big commercial ones, start getting up 12, 13, 14. But you're in charge of the recipe. So certain attributes come out with longer roasts. Some people shoot for a 20-minute roast. Tends to mute up all the acidity and really bring forth some nice dark tones. And some people on the shorter edge really bring forth the citrus characteristic, which would be floral, soft fruit. And so when you're in charge, you get to choose. You know, it's mm-hmm. all personal preference. Everybody likes something different. You know, we catered people that love burnt coffee, light roast coffee. And the cool thing about home roasting, you get to pick, figure out how to do it, and adopt it to your own flavor.
All right, we've just roasted a big batch. What's the best way to store it?
Well, green coffee, the trick is keep it green until you're going to drink it.
Wow.
Then roasted coffee probably only stays really fresh for about a week. So, but the roasters don't roast that much. So, you know, you're going to drink what you roasted probably within the week and be out.
And that's the advantage. We're drinking freshly roasted coffee, and that's different than stuff that's been traveling and sitting around for a while post-roasting.
Right.
Absolutely. 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 The big trick, keep it out of the fridge, keep it out of the freezer. It's actually a degassing process that sets it up and keeps it fresh. Anything you do to stunt that process will actually stunt the flavor of the coffee.
So. You guys have me almost tempted to try this. This coffee you gave me is really good. I maybe I'll have to try this at home sometime. John, thanks a lot for coming on. shop.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah. Gary, thank you, too, for sharing coffee with us.
We appreciate the opportunity.
That was Gary and John Berman. They're the owners of Berman Coffee Traders in Middletown.